702 and Cape Talk.
Techno Bite with Aki Anastasio.
Of course.
Sit down.
Schleller pads. Techno Bite is brought to you by ESET Internet Security. Enjoy safer technology. How's it, Aki?
Eusebius, good morning to you. I love your shirt, by the way. I didn't say that this morning.
Everyone is loving it.
He's wearing it. Even De Niro commented. We've all commented on your nice
shirt. It's amazing
shirt.
The producers are even friendlier towards me. I must wear pink more often.
No, it's not pink. It's kind of
what is it?
Red, I don't know, checks. But it looks very nice on you, actually.
Yeah.
Is it a gift?
Is it a gift? No, it's not a gift. And I'm only wearing a shirt today because I've got a meeting with the client later. So I thought I better look half respectable.
He's going for an interview, De Niro.
Controversial.
Fake news.
So many stories, obviously, some that I'd love to get into. How shall we do this? Which one first? You've got FOMO about not being in Barcelona.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, it's happening right now. It's the Mobile World Congress. It happens every year in Barcelona, and there's so many big announcements that are coming from there. Traditionally, it's the place where, you know, the mobile fraternity gets together. They launch a couple of devices, and of course, the big one, I must tell you, which is not going to be there this year, is the Samsung Galaxy S8, which gets normally launched at this particular show.
I remember, you said it won't.
But now we learned yesterday that the big launch for the Galaxy S8 will take place on March the 29th in New York. So we're expecting a very big one from Samsung there. You know, if you look back at what happened with the Note 7 last year, don't write off Samsung. I think they're still there, and they're not the number one smartphone provider in the world in that category for nothing. So watch out. But they did unveil the Galaxy Tab S3 at Mobile World Congress, and they unveiled a couple of other things as well. But there were so many other announcements. I mean, all the big guys were there launching all sorts of devices, and I'm going to go through them very briefly. Even BlackBerry's there. You know what happens? You know, I said this a few years ago, that these phones today are like chocolate bars, and there's a few of them, the likes of the Samsung, the Huawei's, the Apple's, that really focus on, you know, differentiating themselves, and you know, Sony as well to a degree. But you know, you could use that example for everyone. But the point is that the phones today are being rolled out like chocolate bars, you know, so they're becoming one of this, you know, it's a consumer good that everybody needs. So, you know, BlackBerry, which we all had, that license has been sold to a company called TCL, who's in China, who's now still making BlackBerry devices under the, you know, under the TCL label, you know, which is who owns it. So they bought the rights to BlackBerry. So they launched an interesting device with a keyboard, and people are going gaga about that particular device that was launched from that particular company. LG launched a very, very nice device. They've gone away with a modular device they launched last year, kind of the Lego-ish phone that, you know, plugged and played, which I got excited about, but it's apparently not working for them. So they launched the G6 there. Huawei last night launched their new P10, which is going to follow in from the P9. And essentially all these devices have been upgraded, they've been refined, they've got faster processors, and it's amazing to see how fast the processors are. The one company I get really excited about as well is Lenovo, who own Moto, and the Moto G5 and the G5 Plus was announced as well. So all these exciting technologies, Eusebius, and the one thing that really baffles me in the world that we're living in, with ultra sophistication, people pay thousands for phones, people demand fantastic cameras, people demand LTE speeds, people demand super high speeds to do this and that with their phones and quad displays. But the phone that people got most excited about was this one.
Fans have been asking it. And we decided, let's have fun. Let me reintroduce the iconic Nokia 3310. It has 22 hours talk time, which is up to 10 times more than the original one. 1 month standby time. It has a snake.
What to say? I got excited about snake.
It has a snake.
It has a snake. Oh, we're not going to make any comments about that. But it's amazing. It's like people get excited about the 3310. It's got something to do with nostalgia. No, I'm not surprised.
Oh, you've just said it. I was about to say, come on, Lucky. You're one of the best broadcasters in this country. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
You cannot beat nostalgia.
You're 100% right. And it's such a classic example. Now, I look at the news, and I've been following it the whole weekend. And the one that's getting the most publicity is this device that is no technological marvel. And the battery life
I thought this was going to be on our menu last week, actually, when we were talking.
Yes, well, you know, that was the, you know, there was announced, it was the rumor, but, you know, the official announcement was made yesterday. And, of course, Nokia did launch another three phones, but, of course, you know the other premium device
kind
of
phones. You know what it is, besides the nostalgia, I think there's a functional element to it. You know, often people say, oh, yeah, even like toilets, you know, like the actual toilets you have.
Yes, yes.
You know, these things were stronger back in the day. Now they've got crappy quality. With the nostalgia.
Don't use the word crappy when you're describing toilets.
Pardon the pun. Very sharp. Very, very sharp. And so people also have, besides the nostalgia factor, they have a memory of something being durable.
Yes, and there's an emotional attachment, you know, because a lot of people, you know, spent hours playing Snake, for example, and, you know, Nokia have been very clever. And again, it's a Finnish company called HMD who've got the rights to, you know, make the Nokia device. So somebody said, okay, there's still some brand equity.
What do you think the prospects are?
Well,
because nostalgia, obviously, if you were born yesterday, you don't have nostalgia.
Do you know what? It's going to be one of those phones that's going to be a spare phone. It's going to sit in your cubby hole, and when you need it and your battery runs out, it's going to be there. But, you know, the other Nokia phones.
One.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be something like 49 pounds, you know, which is nothing.
What is that in rand?
Well, the way the pound's going, it could be 350 rand.
I'd buy one, definitely, for nostalgia.
No, for nostalgia's sake. And, you know, £49, it's not cheap, considering what you're getting in the phone. So I think they're making a huge markup on this particular phone. But you know what? They've touched the nostalgia. And did you know how many of the original 3310s were sold? Way back when, up to now, from the originals. They sold 126 million phones of the original 3310.
That is impressive.
So, and that production first started in September 2000. Which is like, just over 17 years ago. So they've made it. It's come back and it's bundled with a basic version of Opera Mini. And as you said, as you heard in the previous clip, 31 day standby time, talk time of 22
hours. What does that mean,
hours.
By the way? I wanted, before we talk about Telkom.
Standby time.
As opposed to?
Standby time means that, you know, if you don't make any calls, you've got 31 hours. But if you talk on the phone, you've got 22 hours of talk time.
That's still impressive.
So, look, and, you know, it goes back to the basics of the phone. It's just used essentially to make calls. It's not using the data. You know, the data is the one that chews a lot of your capacity, the big screen, the camera. It's got a camera, by the way, as well. It's got a 2-megapixel camera, and it's even got a micro SD slot. So, you know, I want to buy one of them, and it comes in a whole range of funky different colors. So it's going to be very interesting to see. So that's the news from Mobile World Congress. And, of course, they're also talking a lot about 5G. And they kind of ratifying what 5G is going to be all about. And 5G is just around the corner in the next 3 to 4 years. Perhaps even sooner, we're going to see devices coming out with 5G built in. So all the big guys there, you know, launching different smartphones. But as I said earlier, the big gorilla in the room is launching their device on the 29th of March, and that's Samsung with their Galaxy S8, and that's going to be New York. Other big announcements on the weekend. Telkom always do these ones on a Sunday. You know, on a Sunday, I don't know what it is. Maybe they're out there, you know, maybe they get maximum publicity out of it, but it's a great package. They launched a new series of free me family postpaid packages, basically allowing users to share data and putting it into kind of a family bundle, and you can get additional SIM cards, like, you know, you get 30 gig SIM cards, 50 gig SIM cards, you got an unlimited one. They start at $6.99, and basically you can get 10 SIM cards and pay 9 rand each for each SIM card, and then you can start sharing the data in your family. So if you've got a family of, say, 5 people, you buy the bundle and you share it with each other, and I think it's really good value for money, because, you know, 30 gig, if you start at 30 gigs of data for $699, it's really good value for money. And if you distribute that amongst the 5 teenagers, it should last you about 5 or so days, the way these guys chew data these days.
I know, don't tell them, eh? Uncle Eusebius will now have to be buying SIM cards for everyone.
Exactly. But, that's the big news this weekend. And I did mention the other, you know, manufacturers that launched different devices. Samsung as well launched a headset device, a VR device. And perhaps next week we can talk about the WhatsApp new features, if you've been playing with them.
Yes, yeah.
Live this weekend. Yeah. Trying to be very Snapchat-ish. A lot of people are calling the death of Snapchat. It's going to be interesting to see where they go because, you know, Facebook's been very clever. They've basically started copying a lot of the things that they're doing, and people are saying, huh, Snapchat's not the funky software that it used to be.
Cool. Lots to look forward to next week as well.
Goodbye. Okay.
Great fun weekend. As always.
Cheers.
Good weekend. No, dude, it's Monday.
Good week. Feels like the weekend should be around the corner. Have a good one. Cheers.
18 minutes after 11.